for those who go the extra mile, even when the finish line feels a lifetime away.
For those who gladly accept every bump and every bruise for the good of their team.
For those who rise every day with the sole purpose of improving on who they were yesterday.
We support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge.
Obviously, okay. We were just talking. The perseverance, faith that paid off, and you're in the 500.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. It's definitely been an interesting journey in my career for sure, but I've learned a lot over the years. I feel like I've become a better person, and to have the opportunity to race at the highest level and be in the Great American Race is really special. It's something you dream about when you're a kid, playing with your cars on the floor, you know? So. I'm just grateful for the opportunity that Jay, everyone at Premium gave me. I can't thank Spartan Mosquito and for supporting me. And we're doing a lot of cool stuff this weekend with RememberEveryoneDeployed.org. They do a lot of awesome stuff for the veterans. I've got some gloves I'm going to be giving away that have red on them. And I'll be wearing red on Fridays for the truck race. So, we're doing some cool stuff, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Not to throw stones or anything like that, or that you're going to throw stones. But isn't there kind of a karma to all this that comes back to where you're at right now?
I've always believed that when you make good decisions and treat people right, good things always happen for you. And, I feel very blessed and very fortunate that, some good doors have opened for me and I'm able to continue racing and make a living doing something I really love to do. So I think the thing for me is I'm just grateful and I feel like I was humbled and now I'm in a really good place.
Do you still have the connection to Houston? Are you back there at all?
I still have family that lives in Houston and a lot of friends that I grew up with. But for the most part, not really. I haven't been there in a while. My parents moved to Phoenix, so I have been to Arizona a bunch of times. So I'm still getting my Mexican food fixed, but it isn't quite the same as being back home in Houston. But still a big Houston Texans fan and love my Houston Rockets. But that's about it.
Let me know if you ever want to go. We'll make it happen. If you're ever in town and want to stop by,
we can
make that happen.
No, I would love that.
When did this opportunity become a reality for you?
It was a while. I remember I talked to Jay and Premium last year when I was running the truck stuff about possibly maybe driving a race for him at Talladega, and things just didn't wasn't really the right timing. And then over the off season, some opportunities and stuff opened up for me to be able to drive the 15 full time, and with great partners with Spartan Mosquito and people behind us, it just kind of all came together. So I think I knew I was going to be running the Daytona 500 and going to be a Cup driver right after Thanksgiving. I kind of knew. So.
Speaking to the mic so we can have the...
Oh, okay. Didn't know. So, I kind of knew around then that I was going to be racing full-time. And so kind of made my off-season a little bit easier, knowing I had a job and knowing I was going to race. So, I'm certainly just excited to be here.
You took the truck opportunity last year. I know, we talk all the time about guys in your position making sure you try to stay present, stay in the garage, stay relevant. And it would appear you were able to do that last year with some of the runs you put together.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to drive for On Point Motorsports in the truck and felt like it was a really good opportunity to show, what I was still capable of doing behind the wheel. And those guys did a really good job for me and gave me some really awesome trucks. And I think the biggest thing for us was getting that second place finish at Charlotte behind Kyle Busch. I think that was big for me. And I hope that might have, what led to me getting some more opportunities. But, those guys did great. And I'm going to be running the truck race again for them this weekend on Friday night. So, I'm certainly looking forward to working again with them and trying to continue that relationship.
Is Sunday the culmination of all the years of short track work, everything you put in to get to this point?
Yeah, it's a big part of it, right? I've sacrificed a lot, like many of these drivers have. You give up your weekends when you're a kid to go race, and you wouldn't want it any other way because that's what you love to do. That's when you're having the most fun. I missed a lot of school, missed a lot of proms, and didn't walk in my graduation. I was racing, but to to be here and have the opportunity to race in the Daytona 500 and be at this level and be one of the 40 drivers in the world that gets to do it. It's just it's really insane. So I'm just thankful that I get to be a part of it, and thankful to everybody that's helped me, you know, from the time I was in quarter midgets to this point to help me make it to the next level.
How do you view this situation? I mean, you guys are, you have a charter, but you're a limited budget team. So how do you attack this?
Well, I mean, we're locked in the 500, which is good. You know, so I think for us, like, you know, we're looking at the duel now, and it just kind of depends on how the racing is on really what we decide to do on trying to get a better starting spot for Sunday. But at the same time, you know, I just want to learn as much as I can too in the draft and try to get prepared for what the 500 is going to be like, because I haven't drafted a whole lot in a cup car. So take in as much as I can. And then, you know, Sunday really is just going to be about missing the wrecks and making sure we're in a place at the end of the race to get the best possible finish that we can. You know, this is a big race for our team, and it's important that we finish it. So if we can do a good job and stay out of trouble, stay on the lead lap, put ourselves in a position to have a great day, then I think we've accomplished what we set out to do.
So what kind of season goals do you have? What are you guys trying to accomplish?
Well, for me, it's just each race that I can just not have any mistakes and run every lap and learn as much as I can, then I think that's a win for us. You know, we want to obviously get the best possible finish we're capable of getting each week. And some weeks that's going to be better than others, you know. But I think if we can do that, that's a victory for us. And, you know, I think we're shooting to try to finish somewhere between 25th and 30th. You know, every weekend, and I think if we do that, it's goals met. You know, obviously, some weekends are going to maybe not go our way, and some weekends we're going to do better than that. So it just kind of depends. But I think we're a team that's capable of running there on a consistent basis.
How would you describe your career the last 4 or 5 years? It wouldn't be a trip that a travel agent would plan out as, you know, hey, this is a great trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's been a roller coaster, I guess, to be the fairest way to say it. But how would you view it, because you were this close and then you were nowhere and now you're back again?
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot through it. I think, you know, I think there was a lot of things that I needed to learn to be, one, become a better race car driver, but just to become better at the business that NASCAR is. And I've learned a lot. And, you know, I've certainly made some mistakes, but you know, it's part of life, and you know, I'm just grateful that I learned the things that I did, and I'm grateful that I've had some new doors and new opportunities open up for me to still be here, and I'm trying to make the most of them. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I've always had to fight, like, constantly my whole life. It's just been a nonstop grind, a nonstop fight from you know, when I was running ARCA and didn't have a ride, and I was spotting and filming Darfish and driver coaching and not knowing when my next race was going to be, you know, to winning that race at Kentucky many years ago. And getting my start with Harry Scott, and you know, had a great relationship with Harry, and getting to drive for him, and you know, when it changed over to Ganassi and continuing my career path there, to ultimately not having a ride. I mean, it's just kind of crazy, you know, the ups and downs that the sport has. But I'm super thankful that I got those experiences, and I think it's only going to help me going forward. And you know, I'm just going to keep fighting and keep grinding. And hopefully find myself back in a position where I can, you know, do what I've always done, and that's race for wins and race for championships.
I've always wondered, you know, and I've been around this almost 40 years at this level, mm-hmm. So, and you see certain things happen, you go, I wonder if the circumstance had changed, what would happen? And with you, I always wonder if they just, like they should have, held the caution flag 1 second more at Talladega and you win that race. You win this Xfinity race, you get that momentum. Have you ever wondered what if that had gone your way like it should have?
I mean, I wondered what the trophy would look like in my house, you know. But, I mean, certainly, I have friends that remind me of that day and that moment that were, you know, excited for me. But, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. But, I mean, certainly anytime you win, it creates momentum. I mean, I think later in that year, you know, we run second at Kentucky in the playoffs. I mean, we had a lot of things. It was just like we were so close so many times and just couldn't quite get over the line, whether, you know, stuff that I was still learning as a driver or needing better race cars at certain times. It just kind of, that's the sport, you know, and you know, it's just kind of part of the deal. But I wish I would have gone to Victory Lane. That would have been a lot of fun. It would have been great for me in my career, but just wasn't meant to be. But here I am. I'm still here. We'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm running the truck race, too, on Friday night. So maybe I can get to Victory Lane one of these days. I don't know.
Is Matt DiBenedetto then, for grinders like you, kind of like the ultimate hero? I mean, the guy that you
know? Well, I know Matt very well. We used to race against each other, and I remember spending time with him, you know, at his house. And when we were much younger than we are now, you know. But I remember that the grind and the stuff that he had to go through. I feel like we were very similar, and I feel like we both respect each other a lot for both of our paths. You know, Matt had to fight a lot to get his opportunities, and he kept pushing and kept having faith, and over time he got himself in a really good situation. So I'm certainly proud for him, and you know, I think he's gonna do a great job. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to do the similar thing and fight my way into good situation. You know, I'm really good buddies with Ross Chastain. He's doing the same thing. You know, we're all just trying to fight for a piece of the pie and put ourselves in a situation to get in a good car and be able to race for wins and championships. That's what it's about. Racing for us is about winning. You know, that's what we love to do. So, you know, hopefully it'll work out, but I'm going to keep fighting.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you.